You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability conference. Now, one of the gadgets we've been trying is Robbie, the robotic guide dog. And joining me now is Abdul, one of the engineers who has been working on this project. Abdul, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit as to what Robbie, the robot guide dog, is? Can you give us a bit of an introduction?
So basically, Robbie, the robot guide dog, is like a prototype as a robotic guide dog for visually impaired people. So the main concept here is, once an environment has been mapped, the robot, you could tell the robot to go to a certain position, and then it could autonomously navigate towards there, avoiding any obstacles or anything. And then apart from that, you can have intelligent, meaningful conversations with it as well. You could ask it various questions, and anything that's available on the internet, it can answer you regarding that.
Now, as a user, how do you hold on to the robot guide dog, and how are you then navigated?
Right now it's got a lead, but you can also put a harness on top of it. So once you've got the harness, you can tell it where to go, and once it starts taking you there, you could get sort of a feedback of in which direction the robot is moving, and you can go to the place required.
So is the harness specifically designed for Robbie, or are there specific harnesses that need to be used with Robbie to be able to have a more secure grip?
So as of now, we're using a lead, but I believe that any of the harnesses could be fixed on it.
Now, we've talked to you last year. What sort of changes have been made to the latest prototype we've got here?
So we've made some of the tweaks to the software. Apart from that, we've held different demos with participants from RNIB, and we've got their valuable feedbacks and tried to implement them to make the experience more smooth.
Have there been any new physical changes to the actual device itself?
No, not as such right now. Only the software tweaks have been done for now.
When it comes to navigation software, what sort of software is Robbie using in order to navigate and
so
map?
It's an algorithm called SLAM, simultaneous localization and mapping. So as a human would come in an environment and see a place, so it would sort of get different visual clues, for example, to understand in which direction or which location it's standing. The same thing goes over here. Once the robot has visited a place, it sort of keeps different clues and artifacts that it remembers. And once it comes back to that place, it's got that as an input, and then it understands, okay, I'm at this place and this is my localization. Because localization is one of the most important aspects for navigation in robotics. So once the robot knows that I'm at this position, it can understand, if I'm at this position, I can go in that position.
And when it comes to mapping, you've mentioned mapping multiple times. Are you able to use Robbie to learn new routes, or do you have to map them first? You can't kind of freely go out on a non-mapped route, can you?
No, so it depends. So there are two modes for this. First mode is that it keeps on mapping, and it continues mapping all the time. And the second one, which is more safe, is once you've mapped the complete environment, that's saved. And then in that environment, you could take it anywhere you want.
Do you require sighted assistance for mapping, or can you do it while without any sight?
No, to map, you do require a sighted assistance. Well, to be honest, it depends. If you're taking Robbie in an environment, it completely depends. But for now, it's better to have like a sighted assistance. Once you've mapped the environment, then it can be completely autonomous.
Can you give us an update on what stage the project is at in terms of availability?
Right now, I'd say it's a prototype. It's in the prototype phase. We're doing different demos with visually impaired people and getting their feedback to make the prototype better.
Fantastic. Abdul, thank you very much for joining us here and giving us an update on Robbie, the robot guide dog, on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
After our interview, I also got a chance to try Robbie, the robot guide dog, itself, and took it for a short walk.
These are the real legs.
Huh?
This is the left leg, this is the right one. And this, like, this is like a microphone. These are the speakers. And if you could, sorry. These are the actual cameras which would like mapping the complete system and everything. And that's basically the face of the robot.
Yeah. So how was this?
So basically right now we're not running the main program.
Okay.
But I could give you a sense of how it would feel by roaming you around.
Okay.
I would just get out of train.
And also.
So
So what's he doing now?
They're picking you towards the gets in here.
Should I follow?
Yeah.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.